live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Donegal County Council has adjourned its monthly meeting after a number of exchanges online. We'll hear from the council chair, who says the people of Donegal have not been well served today. 101 COVID patients in hospital across the Republic this morning, the highest figure in almost 2 months. The highest incidence rate in the country, meanwhile, is still in Donegal. Latest figures, an incidence rate in the county of 550.3 cases per 10,000 people. And there's been no new public health advice about the reopening of indoor dining, according to the Education Minister. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. Well, Donegal County Council this evening adjourned its monthly meeting after a number of exchanges. Councillor Liam Blaney sought the adjournment, saying that one member had made what appeared to be disparaging and possibly discriminatory comments about another. Councillor Frank McBurty challenged him to name the person he was talking about. After a brief adjournment of the online meeting to allow for private discussions, Cathaoirleach Councillor Jack Murray announced the meeting would reconvene next Monday. Well, Councillor Murray told Highland Radio News that the people of Donegal have not been well served today.
It was the last position I wanted to see myself in, closing a meeting with such an important agenda ahead of us, but unfortunately there was too much fraction, too much bad blood, I think, in the online council chamber for it to go ahead. So I took the decision in conjunction or in consultation with a number of councillors that we would come back on Monday, and I would appeal to all the councillors of County Donegal to calm down, to take a period of reflection upon what's happened today, and commit to coming back next Monday in unity for the people of Donegal to deal with the very, very important issues that need to be dealt with, and to do so as a team, because I don't think the people of Donegal are well served today, and I hope that Monday's going to be a better day. The differences that all councillors have should be respected and should be heard, and as my position is, as Cathaoirleach, I want all the mandate of every councillor to be respected and for them to have their voice. But when you have conflict, innuendo or allegations made against each other continuously, it's created a toxic environment to the point, the extent that a meeting couldn't go ahead. There's 35 items on the agenda today. We made it to the third item, and I don't think anybody, not one listener of Highland Radio in the entire population of Donegal, will think that they were well served by the people of Donegal County Council today.
And the issue that the council was about to vote on when the adjournment was proposed was that of local property tax, a hugely important issue for all homeowners across the county. What will be the level of LPT in 2022? That should have been what we were reporting on this bulletin. Now we have to wait a week.
Yeah, and councillors on all sides of the argument made very, very impassioned and strong arguments on the property tax, but we didn't even get as far as the vote. There was over 5 motions on NICA that didn't get discussed, and it's all well and good for us putting out our public statement saying we're committed to resolving the NICA situation, but we can't work together enough to get to those motions, to move those motions, then we're not serving anybody in Donegal well. And I'm sure everybody who's making their homes will be nothing but disappointed at how Donegal County Council has conducted itself today.
And that was the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Jack Murray. Well, as you heard there, when the adjournment proposal was made, members were about to vote on the local property tax rates for 2022, with officials recommending that the tax remain the same as this year. Effectively, that would maintain a 15% increase. There were 3 proposals before the council. Councillor Frank McBurty proposed that the base rate be reduced by 15%. Councillor Martin Harley proposed it be increased by 15%, while Councillor Jerry McMonagall proposed the base rate be maintained. Finance Director Richard Gibson and Chief Executive John McLaughlin both warned any reduction in the council's income from LPT would have an impact on its ability to deliver services. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Chief Executive John McLaughlin said it's anticipated that a more certain financial picture will emerge in advance of presenting a draft budget in November, but for now there is substantial uncertainty. He told members that the underlying conclusion of council's considerations is that there is a need to retain an equivalent level of local property tax income in 2022 in order to provide the council with the necessary scope to draft a balanced revenue budget and to support the council's strategic objectives. He said a decision not to vary the rate would result in a loss of LPT income in the sum of almost 1.7 million euro, while a decision to reduce the rate would see income fall by nearly 3.4 million euro. Mr. McLaughlin said it's important that the council be in a position to have funding in place in order to enable the authority to be part of the post-COVID recovery of society, and that means retaining the 15% increase.
And that motion is due to come before members again when the County Council meeting reconvenes on Monday next. There were 101 patients with COVID-19 in hospitals across the Republic this morning. That's the highest figure in almost 2 months. It compares to just 38 3 weeks ago. The five-day moving average of COVID-19 cases has also increased by 89% in the past week. It now stands at 1,101. Well, Donegal GP Dennis McCauley is chair of the IMO's GP committee, and he fears the situation will worsen in the coming weeks.
North Donegal, which is just a free association with Northern Ireland, have numbers which are very high. They're 600 per 100,000. So we're seeing a lot of positive cases. And that is potentially what could happen if things are not managed well for the rest of the country.
Well, latest figures for Donegal show the county does still have the highest incidence rates of COVID-19 in the country. Latest figures from the HPSE show there were 876 cases in the county in the 14 days to midnight last Thursday. That's an incidence rate for the whole of Donegal of 550.3 cases per 100,000 people. It compares to a national rate of 182.6. Northern Ireland, meanwhile, has recorded its highest number of COVID-19 cases in nearly 200 days. 1,776 people tested positive in the past 24 hours. That's the highest rate since January 6th. One additional death has also been confirmed. 109 COVID-19 patients in hospitals north of the border, seven of them in intensive care. There's been no new public health advice to suggest the reopening of indoor dining should be delayed, according to Higher Education Minister Simon Harris. Cabinet ministers will make a final decision on the issue at a meeting on Wednesday. With more, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
When the government made the call to delay the reopening of indoor dining at the end of June, they were dealing with daily new case numbers of around 300 a day. Now, in the week Cabinet is expected to sign off on the reopening, the daily number of new cases is around four times that. Despite those figures, Minister Simon Harris expects the reopening to go ahead.
We're following public health advice in relation to the reopening agenda, so the government hasn't received any new advice from the National Public Health Emergency Team that would suggest we should do anything other than proceed along the basis that we're planning to do so.
Not everyone supports reopening indoor dining, though. People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy says it poses the risk of another lockdown if things go wrong.
We are already on worse trajectory in terms of case numbers than Neffet's most pessimistic scenario from 3 weeks ago, and that's without opening indoor dining.
Cabinet ministers want to see whether the link between rising case numbers and hospitalisations has been broken due to the vaccination programme. They'll meet on Wednesday, likely to approve the opening of indoor dining from next Monday.
Well, vaccinations continued as normal at Letterkenny Institute of Technology today following a fire at the campus on Saturday. Damage had been caused to the roof of a building on the campus, with some internal damage also reported. The cause of the blaze yet to be established. Seltha confirmed the fire broke out in a separate building to the vaccination centre and has had no impact on the rollout of the vaccination programme. Well, LYIT President Paul Hannigan praised the work of staff, which he said ensured that the campus could open as normal this morning.
People are confident that we'd be in position to open as normal. Without any difficulty, given the time that this has happened, which is fortuitous to a certain extent. If it had happened at a different time of the year, we might have had a more serious impact. But I can't underestimate really the amount of effort made by staff here. You know, people in on Saturday night, in again all day yesterday, to make sure that everything was in place so that we could open this morning. So it was great credit to everybody involved.
Irish Water is urging homeowners to conserve water amid soaring temperatures this week. The utility says high water demand in Rathmullen, Carrigart, Downings, Fannad, Clonmany, Carndonagh, Mallon Town, Mallon Head, Dunealey and Redditlost, the Loch Mourne water supply, is resulting in reduced reservoir levels. Nighttime restrictions are in place in a number of areas in a bid to refill the reservoirs. With more, here's Anya McGlinchey.
Irish Water is urging customers to conserve water as demand surges across the county. Nighttime restrictions are being put in place in Convoy, Raphoe, Tief Brac and Liscully for the next week, with further restrictions likely in Clonmany, Carndonagh, Mallon and Glenealy. Nighttime restrictions in all other areas are now a real possibility if demand doesn't ease, as water treatment plants continue to operate at maximum capacity. Irish Water and Donegal County Council are again appealing to residents, farmers, agriculture contractors, businesses and visitors to conserve water wherever possible to ensure a consistent supply for everyone. In a statement today, the utility says people should conserve water where possible and to only use what they need whilst continuing to adhere to public health advice regarding COVID-19.
A book of evidence has been served on former Sinn Féin councillor Jonathan Dowdall, who's accused of murder at the Regency Hotel in Dublin. The 43-year-old from the Navan Road is charged with the murder of David Byrne, an associate of the Kinahan cartel. With more, here's court's correspondent Frank Graney.
It's been over 5 years since David Byrne was shot dead at a boxing weigh-in at the Regency Hotel. In April, Jonathan Dowdall appeared before the Special Criminal Court accused of his murder. He was handed a book of evidence today. His 64-year-old father, Patrick, was also handed a stack of files. He's accused of helping a criminal organisation to carry out the murder by making a room at the Regency available to the organisation the day before. Two other men are also accused of facilitating the murder by allegedly providing access to vehicles used by the gang to carry out the hit. All four are due back before the court in September. Frank Graney at the Special Criminal Court.
The smear tests of 180 women have gone out of date. The tests detected HPV but didn't undergo further examination within the required 42 days. The women affected will be contacted this week and will need to be retested. The HSE has apologised, saying the tests expired because of COVID restrictions at their cervical check lab in Santry in Dublin. The HSE say they've been dealing with unprecedented numbers of samples in the first 6 months of the year. Donegal Action for Cancer Care's Betty Holmes says the priority now must be to get those women retested as quickly as possible.
Really, really upsetting and disturbing news. And I have to say, for us in DACC, we've always had a very good relationship with the screening service. So we're really shocked. And I suppose the first thing is, I suppose it's a blessing that the National Cancer Screening Service conducted a site visit around quality assurance when they did at the centre. But the fact that there's 180 women whose tests have gone out of date and who will now be contacted by their GP and asked to go for retesting is very worrying, really worrying. We were sort of taken back. We're delighted if this is the case. It's excellent. 50,000 additional women went for testing in the first half of the year, which was really, really good news. But the HSE are saying that the expiry happened because of a delay in a sample processing centre due to COVID-19 restrictions.
Coming up next, Sports News with Oisin.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. The new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for sport here on Highland. We begin with Gaelic Games. Tyrone and Monaghan will contest the 2021 Ulster Senior Football Championship final on the August Bank holiday weekend. It came about after the Red Hands beat Donegal 23-114 at Brewster Park in Enniskillen, and Monaghan overcame Armagh in a thrilling tight affair on Saturday. Speaking on tonight's DL debate with Brendan Devaney just after the 7 o'clock news, former All-Ireland winner with Tyrone, Enda McGinley, says Tyrone benefited from the loss of Neil McGee and Michael Murphy, which give them extra confidence.
That game yesterday, it's one of those games that it reflects really, really harshly on Donegal, and I don't think it gives a fair reflection of where Donegal are at, nor for in the exact same way does it give a accurate reflection. Tyrone aren't suddenly a hugely dominant side over Donegal. That game absolutely turned on a number of incidents. I think it was destined to always be a tight game. If things had remained as they were, I couldn't see Donegal pulling away. I couldn't see Tyrone pulling away. I think they would have went at it hammer and tong. I think the biggest difference, if Donegal had got that penalty and Murphy stayed in the field and Neil McGee stayed in the field, Donegal would have been in that wee bit of a lead. Tyrone would have kept with them, I'd have no doubt at all. But what we've seen, particularly in the final quarter, was a resurgence in sort of Tyrone confidence. They looked like a team that suddenly seemed to be losing its shackles and finding themselves and finding confidence. I think that was certainly coloured in or helped or boosted by the fact that them big players weren't on the pitch, that the penalty hadn't went in, and it really felt like their day. And sort of like a young or a new team, sometimes you need them days where things are going for you and then you suddenly find yourself and then you suddenly slot into your top gear, which you know yourself, you can be a great team and you can be fighting and working hard and working hard. And we all know that that's key. But there is nothing like the power of confidence to boost you into the top gear of what that team. And you just look transformed. And that's, for me, what I, looking out in that pitch in the final 10 minutes, I seen a Tyrone team transformed. And that was the magic ingredient of confidence, which you never know where you're going to get it or where you're going to take it. But Donegal have been, without a doubt, for that group of Tyrone players, Donegal have been a bogey team. They have been the benchmark. And to really feel as if they were getting on top of them, that they were the dominant side on the pitch, that sort of infused that new Tyrone team with confidence. But without a doubt, that sense of confidence on the pitch, whenever you lose your two leaders, Donegal and Michael Murphy and Neil McGee at either end of the pitch, like that's a massive ingredient in that happening. But from a Tyrone point of view, or for any team's point of view, you don't really care how that happens. If it happens, brilliant, because there's enough days and enough years where you struggle to find it, even though you're doing everything right, that whenever it happens, for whatever reason it happens, you grab it with both hands and you just enjoy it.
That's Enda McGinley speaking on the DL debate tonight with Brendan Devaney just after the 7 o'clock news and online at highlandradio.com. Derry won the All-Ireland Minor Football title for a fifth time on Sunday, beating Kerry by a single point in the decider played in Tullamore. The win sees the Oakleaf County bridge a 19-year gap since their previous win. Derry manager Martin Boyce says it's proof that they're doing things right in the county.
Listen, to be sharing the field on an All-Ireland final day with the Kerry team, it tells us that we're doing something right in terms of coaching, and we genuinely mean that, because Kerry's record at under 8 is in standard bears. You know what I mean? There's a romanticism up with us about Kerry and Kerry football, and we all love it. So to be competing number one on Ireland final day is a massive plus, and to be just finishing on the right side of the result is just, you know, it's just, that's a big fill-up for the county in terms of coaching, and gives everybody a wee boost in terms of, you know what we are doing at underage and at school level, it is right, because we are producing good players.
Moving on to other Gaelic games, and on the hurling front, confirmation that Tyrone will take on Donegal in the Nicky Rackard semi-final this coming Saturday. Carrickmore is the venue, and it will have a start time of 2 o'clock with the winner to go to the decider in Croke Park. Both of this week's Round 2 All-Ireland Senior Hurling qualifiers will be played on Saturday as well. Galway face Waterford at Semple Stadium at 2, while the LIT Gaelic Grounds will host the meeting of Clare and Cork from 4:30. In soccer, Shamrock Rovers will play either Albanian or Andorran opposition in the third qualifying round of the UEFA Conference League. Stephen Bradley's side will face the winner of the second tier clash of Teta or Interclub Escaldes. Bohemians will play at Dudelange this week, and no pack of Greece potentially await them in the next round. And if Dundalk get past Levita Tallinn, they'll play Dutch side Vitesse Arnhem. Irish League sides also, of course, involved in the draw. Larne will face a Portugal's a Pacos de Ferreira if they make it through to the third qualifying round. The Inverpark side beat Ballytown in the first appearance in European football and will go up against Aros of Denmark in the second qualifying round. Linfield will take on Bosnian outfit a Borac Banja Luka in the second round. Victory for the Blues will then see them meet Belarusians Shakhtar Solegresk or Fulla Isk of Luxembourg. Celtic will take on PSV Eindhoven or Galatasaray in the third qualifying round of the Champions League if they get the better of Mudgeylad. And Rangers will take on Malmo or Helsinki in their opening Champions League qualifier. The FAI have confirmed the schedule for the first round of the FAI Senior Cup. 7 fixtures will kick things off on Friday, but the North West sides are involved in the action on Saturday. Van Harps and Derry City will play their respective games away to Fairview Rangers or Drogheda. Harps start at 4 o'clock down at Fairview, while Derry get underway an hour later at 3 o'clock in Drogheda. Sligo Rovers match with Cork City is penciled in for Sunday at 5 o'clock at the showgrounds. A sellout crowd will be watching tonight as Derry's Daryl Gurney gets his World Match Play Darts Championship campaign underway. Dan Dawson is at the Blackpool Winter Gardens.
Tables and chairs have been set out for more than 2,000 fans here, and Derry's two-time semi-finalist Daryl Gurney versus the Diamond Ian White is the opening game for them to enjoy. Tough one to call as well, that, with neither man in the greatest of form, nor is world number 3 Michael van Gerwen. He's yet to win a title this calendar year, and the two-time winner of the Betfred World Match Play is up against the dangerous Australian debutant Damon Hetter.
That's Dan Dawson reporting from the darts. In cricket, Ireland are playing their first T20 international in more than a year this afternoon. They're taking on South Africa in a 3-test series in Dublin. Ireland won the toss, decided to bowl, and a short time ago, South Africa were sitting on 124 for the loss of 5. Finally, an American gymnast is the latest athlete confirmed to have coronavirus at the Olympics. The unnamed teenager has tested positive in Narate City, where the US team's conducting a pre-tournament camp. A Czech volleyball player and 2 South African football players are the first cases in the Olympic Village. That's your sport for the moment. Don't forget DL Debate is on later this evening after the 7 news. Don.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Just some news coming into us. The number of COVID cases confirmed today was 1,017. That's the latest number of COVID cases confirmed here in the Republic. As we said earlier on in the bulletin, there are 101 people in hospital in the Republic today. So 1,017 is today's figure. Northern Ireland's leading supermarkets are calling for urgent action to avoid trade disruption arising from the Brexit protocol. Six of the UK's leading retailers, representing over 75% of the grocery market, have written a letter to the Brexit Minister David Frost and the European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic, urging them to find a solution before the grace period ends on September 30th. The director of Northern Ireland Retail Consortium, Aidan Connolly, is warning of possible cost increases if this isn't achieved.
What the supermarkets are asking for is for both sides, the EU and the UK, to work together to get solutions. The most frustrating thing for us is that we can see the solutions, we can see a veterinary agreement, we can see a trusted trader scheme, but it needs the political will to move. If we don't get those, then you're talking about cost increases, as there will be more paperwork, and you're also talking about availability issues. We don't know if we're going to have the amount of vets we'll be needed to sign off those costly export health certificates, and also delays can cause problems with freshness, and therefore there's food waste as well. So really, while retail and logistics are coping at the moment with the changes, what we really need is for both sides to deliver those solutions, either a veterinary agreement or a trusted trader scheme, before the end of the grace period on the 30th of September.
And how hopeful are you that that will actually happen and there will be a resolution for this?
We have to be pragmatic about this as well. You know, there are only till the end of this grace period, and we really do need that solution in place beforehand. The other thing is that we need time to implement it. If there are new systems in place, if there are new burdens of evidence for a trusted trader scheme, then we'll have to work really hard to get those ready for the 1st of October, which means that we need as much time to get ready as possible. So we're pragmatic and we're realistic that there's a lot to be done, but we're still hopeful that two sides can move.
And that was Aidan Connolly there speaking to Áine McGlinchey. Time for the weather forecast, and Met Éireann tell us that this evening will in most places stay warm, humid and dry. However, there will be some patches of sea mist and fog, particularly in north and northwestern coastal areas. Some light onshore breezes there as well. Tonight will stay warm and humid with mainly clear skies. Cloudier in coastal areas, again with patches of mist and fog developing. Again, breezes light and variable. Temperatures overnight 12 to 15 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, Met Éireann tell us it'll be warm and largely dry with widespread sunshine. Temperatures hitting 24 to 27, slightly less warm in northern areas. And again, a chance of an isolated shower in the evening, particularly in coastal areas. The main stories in brief. And Donegal County Council adjourned its monthly meeting after a number of exchanges this afternoon. The adjournment was sought by Councillor Liam Blaney, who said one councillor had made what appeared to be disparaging and possibly discriminatory comments about another. Councillor Frank McBurty challenged him to name the person he was talking about. After a brief adjournment to allow for private discussions, the Cathaoirleach announced they would reconvene next Monday. Councillor Jack Murray told Highland Radio News the people of Donegal have not been well served. Among the issues that were on the agenda today was what will the local property tax rate be for 2022. A decision was about to be taken. That's now been deferred for a week. 101 COVID-19 patients were in hospital in the Republic this morning, and we've just had confirmation that the figure this evening is 1,017 new cases. We're back with news headlines again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 19th of July. The death has taken place of Charles Stewart, Flatroof, Foher, Dunfanaghy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service in St John's Church, Ballymore, on Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSC and to government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the COPD Association, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Nellie Carson, Drian, Manor Cunningham. Her remains will repose at her son Gordon Carson's home at Glenmaquin, Letterkenny, from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service at Raimochi Parish Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, in lieu, to Lifford Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director.
Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has occurred of Martin Burke, Mulladurg, Kincashla, formerly of Galway City. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Kincashla, with interment in Belcritch Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Dunloe Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Sean Midlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Annie Campbell, Clochwally, Litchimica Ward, and formerly of the County Lane, Dunloe. Her remains will repose at her home in Clochwally from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in St Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery, travelling via the Diamond Road. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean Midlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Sandy McDermott, Cullinane, Redcastle. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Columbus Church, Drung, with a burial in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on stcolumbusdrung.net. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Gerard Hannigan, Selbridge, County Kildare, and formerly of the Glebe Stranorer. Funeral leaving his mother, Rosaline Hannigan's home at Glebe Stranorer tomorrow afternoon at 1:40 for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorer. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorer. In compliance with current HSC and government guidelines, the house and funeral will be private to family, neighbours, colleagues and friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted.